There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Ready, chilla.
Snake for a pet.
He's my pet's nail.
A squirrel.
This is our pet.
A family pet.
Eagly is your pet eagle.
Today is National Pet Day.
Showtime.
Happy pet day to you and your 11.
I know. I'm literally right now going through my pictures, trying to find one picture of each of them, because there are a lot. 11 is a lot.
Please identify each when posting.
I will.
A couple things worth mentioning this morning. We got the Jason Kelsey, Travis Kelsey podcast tonight at UC. So keep an eye out for Taylor. She might be in town. Inflation numbers rose a bleep ton yesterday, up 3.5% from the year before. And a lot of it was consumer stuff. So like goods and services, stuff that we buy every day. We're noticing. Yep, that makes sense. City of Cincinnati is going to get over $10 million in infrastructure grants.
Wow.
To fix landslides and shore up retaining walls in our very hilly city. So city identified projects in Riverside, South Cummingsville, the village of Roll Hill, East End, Saddamsville, Mount Auburn, Linwood, South Fairmont, and CUF, Clifton Good. Heights, University Heights, and Fairview. Everywhere there's a hill, basically.
Good. So
that as someone that lives on a hill, please, thank you. Also, did you see that the post office is saying that, hey, we probably are going to raise those forever stamps to 73 cents.
What are they now?
I thought they were about 60. Okay. But I haven't bought stamps in a long time.
Well, that was a matter of time coming.
73 cents. They expect that to kick in July. So you might want to stock
if
up.
You if you still mail stuff.
If you do a lot of mailing.
Yeah.
You see this in every sporting match. We just watched it a ton in March Madness when someone misses a free throw.
Yeah.
The teammate still goes over and gives a high five. They all high five each other, right? Even if they didn't get it. So a study found that encouragement like that really does and can make a difference. They looked at hundreds of free throw scenarios from women's basketball games to see if it actually helped players make their next free throw.
Okay.
And it did. They were more likely to sink the second shot if the teammate reached out for a high five or a pat on the back. Their chances rose even more when multiple teammates did it. So when they all did it, it went up even more.
Well, there you go.
It didn't make a huge difference when they made the first shot, only when they missed it, and then the encouragement for the second shot.
For the second one, okay.
Yeah, researchers think it's because the touch conveys a powerful nonverbal signal that we're with you even when you miss.
Nice.
So it definitely applies to other scenarios too. So remember, next time your kid or someone you care about feeling a little down, if they failed at something, give them multiple high fives. Yeah. Pat on the back can really make a difference. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah, that is.
All those managers out there listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Maybe. If you're not doing
that
as part of your regular plan, maybe put that in there. All right, so of course you're tapping Taylor tracks. We have one coming up here in just a little bit. What's funny, I got an email last night from a Swiftie who's very passionate about the amount of Taylor that we are playing.
She's loving it?
She's loving it, but she thinks there should be more Taylor.
More Taylor than what we're playing?
Correct.
Even more?
Because more opportunities to tap for that trip to Paris.
Sure, of course.
So I will say, if for some reason it's not working, it's probably not working for everybody.
If it's not working for you, then you know nobody else is
getting in. Don't worry, no one else is going to get in if you're not getting in.
On that rare occasion.
We haven't had any many. Hey, good morning, Mary. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm well, and hopefully you are as well.
Yeah, we're doing okay, all things considered. You know, it's kind of a cloudy, rainy, yucky day, and Tim and I are both, you know, working on very little sleep, and we tend to be, you know, just easily frustrated when we're in this state, but we're getting along just fine.
But also a lot of fun.
Correct. It all balances out, you know, Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I just opened your envelope, and you have played before, so you know the rules. It's been a while, though, but you have the letter F.
Oh.
F is in Fairfield.
We've had winners with F.
F is in Fairfax.
It can be done.
Drive the speed limit.
That's right.
All right, so we got 30 seconds on the clock. Don't repeat. Pass quickly. If you do it in 30 seconds, we'll give you $1,000. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay,
30 seconds on the clock. Here we go with the letter F. Name something you keep in the pantry.
Food.
Something sticky.
French fries.
Something brown.
Species.
A fruit.
Pass.
A store.
Pass.
A shoe brand.
Fila.
Something you soak.
Beak.
Something you scrub.
Floor.
Something you throw.
Football.
A verb. Oh, man. Mary, when you were on a roll, you were on a roll. I mean, you were doing really, really good. Got hung up on fruit. What's a fruit that starts with an F?
I don't know that one. A Fuji apple.
There you go. Bingo.
I like the Fuji's, a little tart.
Look at you.
And I thought of Famous Footwear for a store.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Well, Mary, what'd she have? Six? Seven?
Seven. Seven.
Nice work, Mary.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Thank
the ones you.
You
got, we're good.
Stay dry out there. Hopefully no flooding in the basement.
Yeah.
Have a good morning. We'll do it again tomorrow at 8:20.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.